Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Big show today. Old Dominion will be in all this hour to perform. We love those guys. The full band setup is here. It's crazy they can get so many instruments on this stage in the studio, but they're here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Okay, we're going to go around the room here. This segment we're going to do, we'll go around the room, recommend something new to watch or not to watch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Eddie, you are a co-host and our video producer. You're running cameras all during the show. What do you think? What do you want to tell our listeners to watch or not to watch?
This is truly a Bobby Bones show recommendation because Lunchbox heard it from Mike. I heard it from Lunchbox. I had to see it for myself. Emily the Criminal on Netflix. Movie. These guys said it was great. I'm like, how good can this be? Look, it's low budget. It's not the best of quality of a film, but the storyline to this movie is so good where you just like, after 30 minutes, you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? 30 more minutes. Oh my God, this is getting crazier. And it's so good, dude. You have to watch this.
I guess between Emily in Paris or Emily in Paris, how it was originally.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, and then all the criminal shows, I think if I would have seen it, I just thought it was one of those.
It is Emily, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily the Criminal.
Lunchbox, what can you tell us about the story? It's not a spoiler.
You are sitting there going, what are you thinking?
Is it true?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But like, you're like, what are you doing? Like,
it's good?
What? Yeah.
Very, it's not a documentary. It's just, I mean, it's a scripted movie.
Yeah, but it's entertaining.
Mike?
Yeah, she gets involved in a crime ring, and it's following that entire story of her just trying to pay off some student loans.
What movie Mike rated?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I thought you gave it 4.5.
Eddie?
It was 4.5.
4 out of 5 flat screen TVs.
So you recommend Emily the Criminal on
Netflix.
Okay. Lunchbox, over to you. What are you recommending or not recommending?
The TV show Letterkenny. I had never heard of it. I don't know how I heard of it. Maybe my sister-in-law said something over the break, and I was like, oh, let's watch a little bit. And it's about these people in Canada. It's a rural community, and they run a produce stand, and it's a brother and sister. And I'm only on season 2, and it's hilarious. Really funny, low budget, very entertaining show.
Platform again?
I'm watching on Hulu. I don't know if it comes on a normal station, but I'm watching it on Hulu.
Letterkenny. 30-minute episodes or an hour?
30 minutes. Some of them are like 18 minutes, like because there's no commercials. It's great.
Amy?
I started episode 1 of 1923.
Oh, okay.
Is that Harrison Ford?
Yeah,
and Helen Mirren.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Major actor.
What is that about?
It's a Yellowstone prequel, but after the sequel of Tim McGraw's version.
Right.
Like Helen Mirren's like Tim McGraw's daughter. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Helen is like the modern day John Dutton's like great grand aunt or something. Anyway, the family tree is confusing, but I'm going to give episode 2 a go and then I'll see where I'm going to go from there. But I wasn't all in on episode 1 like I was with modern Yellowstone.
It's hard to be all in episode 1 though.
Yeah.
I know.
It is. So that's it. You just have 2 episodes of that show?
One
episode of the show. I got a couple here. Kaleidoscope on Netflix. I liked it a lot. It's a little corny at times, but it's about these guys who, it's a big heist. But their whole thing is you can watch it in any order because all the episodes you can watch however you want. You can watch the end first, the beginning. I watched it in real order because I just like going that direction, but it'll do the thing where it randomly picks one. It's like a color, red, yellow, green. I really liked it.
Are they different heists?
No, it's one story.
It's one story, but you can watch it in any order.
Wow. Like some of them are back in time. Some of them are after the heist.
Oh, okay.
Some of them are the actual heist. But the reason it's kaleidoscopes are all colors, but you can watch it in any order you want. And it randomly will select an order, but I went and made sure just to watch it chronologically. But I liked it. It has the guy from Breaking Bad, Gustavo.
Yeah, Gustavo Fring.
Yeah, he's the main guy there. So that, and I would give that four. There's a little corn. But I would give it 4 out of 5 safes because it's good. And the other show that I would recommend, and we just finished it, was the show about George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Oh,
George
yeah.
and Tammy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
It's on
Showtime.
No. Yeah.
Showtime.
Oh, yeah. I remember being annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't have Showtime.
We paid for the add-on on our
YouTube.
Paramount or YouTube or something. I don't know, man. But I watched it. It was great. You may can just buy the episodes, though, too, on Amazon. I loved it, especially because it's true. And Michael Shannon is the guy that plays George Jones, but he was also in that show with Nicole Kidman.
9 Perfect Strangers.
And he's like the dorky dad in that.
Dude,
he's
awesome.
So good. He sounds just like George Jones when he sings.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to also recommend George and Tammy. I give that 4.5 out of 5 Nashville Mansions.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So that's something we're recommending. You check it all that, none of that, whatever. But that's what we do here. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. How do I keep an old friendship feeling more like friends and less like using me to get free financial advice from my husband who's a tax accountant? My friend and I live in separate states and we only talk a few times a year, so we're not very close. The one time a year we physically see each other, there is less girl talk and more financial questions for my husband. I know my husband gets annoyed since it's questions and advice he usually gets paid to answer. We're both being nice since she is my oldest friendship. She makes great money and understands paying professionals for time and advice, which is why I feel like she knows I'm a text away for free advice and questions. I feel like she may be using my friendship at this point. Sincerely, am I being used for a friend? I don't think you're being used. I think she's a close enough friend to feel like she can ask you that. Okay, here's somebody I take advantage of in that way. I have a friend named Matt Jones who does sports radio in Kentucky, but he was a lawyer. Passed the bar, was a lawyer for a long time. And I hit him up all the time for legal questions. I probably hit him up as equal for, hey, what's your advice on this? More than I do, hey, man, just checking in, how you doing? But there's always, if he ever needs anything or we're going to hang out, that's always an option. But I feel like he's my friend, so I can ask him that.
Yeah, but you do have regular conversations with him other than the legal advice.
Some.
Yeah, this one sounds like there's none.
Yeah, they've had a lifetime of it, though.
Well, that's
lifetime.
True.
Of your oldest friend. I would ask you not to take that too personally that she's doing this, because she's not keeping you as a friend just because of this. This is something that I'm sure your husband's great at, and she feels like she can get it. You could approach it with her in a softer, funnier way where she gets the point and be like, the next time she hits you up about it, you could go, all right, you know, you get 4 questions this year and you're out of accounting questions. By the way, how you been?
That's funny. Yeah.
You could do something like that, which also lets her know that you know that she knows. That's all. Because you just don't want to go, hey, you got to stop using us. Because she's not using you. You have a whole lifetime of friendship. But if something comes up, she's like, I can actually ask my friend about this. And if she had something that you wanted to use or some advice, you'd probably hit her up. You can put a limit on it, though, in a funny comment like that. Like, all right, this is question 1 of 2023. We've got 4 solid consultations this year that we're going to give you. Then we're going to start charging you.
I like that.
You can be funny with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're being used as a friend, honestly. If it was a new friend, I would say yes. But an old friend, your oldest friend, no. It feels like maybe she doesn't understand that she needs to call and check in more. She doesn't need to ask less accounting questions. She just needs to be more prevalent in your friendship life.
Maybe just, yeah, more self-aware of the ratio of, because one of my childhood friends is a doctor And I stay aware of like, oh, because I know so many people ask him questions and hit him up and like, kid and da da da. And it's easy. And of course, he said, hey, we're like family. Text me. I'm a call away. And so, but I try to make sure like, oh, gosh, okay, I need him. We still talk about other things. Our families still interact. And sometimes I'll be like, you know what? Kind of hit him up too much recently. I'll, you know, Google this.
Well, you can also be funny in another way and be like, okay, this is your one tax question. Now I'm going to need two personal conversations before your next. That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. But no, there's no reason to get really upset about this. Understand that she's not using you because you guys have been friends for a whole long time. There's a new friend, different conversation.
But what can you ask her about?
Sounds like nothing.
Career-wise.
Yeah.
They don't need to know anything from her.
Nothing.
Yeah, how to not understand boundaries. Like, how do you do that? How do you just run wild?
Yeah.
All right. You're not being used. That's the answer to the question. You can set boundaries, but they can be fun, friendly boundaries. It is an old friend. If it were not an old friend, it would be different. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
What's up, fellas? Good to see you guys again.
What's up?
As always, you know, massive fan of your music. Like most of you as people, so it's pretty cool to have you in here.
Who don't you like?
That's
like
no, us. That's a whole different segment there.
He hates me.
No.
I'll tell you guys later.
Let me ask you this question, Matthew. There's five of you, and it's hard for us to get together when it's not predetermined by like a month.
Sure.
If it's ever like, okay, can we all? It's difficult. How do you get everybody together if it's like, guys, we need to get together and do this with five schedules? You're all really good at other things as well as being in Old Dominion. Is that difficult?
It can be difficult. Yeah.
Most of the time it's a text thread, I think, that gets through to everybody.
Do you have a text thread that is just you five with nobody else?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually called Just the Five of Us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a text thread, though, of just the four without Jeff, maybe? And it's like
there's probably a text but he thread doesn't with just the four.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. There's five everyone. Different of those. Yeah.
Every permutation.
How else do you talk about?
Yeah, you got to be careful not to switch threads. Yeah. Wrong. Yeah. Thread.
Well, there is a text thread of the entire show without me.
Yeah.
And I encourage it because I think they can get, you know, they can share frustrations. You know, I have a spy in there. There's a lot of things. So, but they do have a text where they talk about stuff all the time without me in it. And I'm cool with that. Is there a four-person one with one of you not in it that any of you know about?
No, I'm surprised that there hasn't been like
a misfire.
Yeah, a misfire. Yeah, yeah.
Text misfires are the best.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you gotta complain about somebody at some point.
So. Well, you guys do in the text thread. Any sort of creative, like song ideas? Will you throw that there, or is that for a different place?
No, there's never really song. It's always the dumbest, most juvenile jokes that you could possibly think of.
Not naked parts. You ever do that? Check this
out. No. Oh, God.
What's
please,
this
I
rash?
Hope that never happens.
No?
What's this rash? Have you guys ever had this before?
Okay, Old Dominion's here, and we have a lot to do today. And so if it's cool with you guys, I know... The new song came out. It's great. I love it.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, can you perform that? Are you guys accustomed to playing this?
Yeah. We could find out.
When you walked in was the first time.
Yeah.
This was the second time we've ever tried to play this song.
In this form, yeah.
All I know is that when I walked in, Brad was like, shut up. Don't play that. You stink. Matt, do not come in then. I was like, whoa. Buddy.
Welcome to being in Old Dominion
and then
why we have a text
on,
thread without
like,
him
hi,
on.
Hi, everybody.
That was so aggressive. I did not say that. World.
With Memory Lane, I don't know who has the concept written in their phone as a note, or does it come up as you're just hanging out for the first 45 minutes of it?
That one happened to be in Jesse Joe's phone, I think. She had that title, and he had this little. We showed up, and he was already playing this guitar part.
What?
He had this beat going, and we knew we were really in love with that feel. And then she threw out that title, and with no kind of direction. And one of us said, you know, if I could buy a house on Memory Lane, and that immediately sparked everyone. Everyone got super excited. And then we just were, you know, following that idea wherever we went and just wound up at the end of the road. You know, it was truly like a journey to write it.
Is there an unspoken rule with songwriters that you don't really yell who had this idea and that idea?
No, no. I mean, sometimes it's sometimes you remember some. I don't particularly remember in this one. We were just so it was, you know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think I might have said if I could buy a house in Memory Lane.
I thought it
and
was
then,
me, actually.
They fight. I know it wasn't me.
Okay, here
but
it
that,
is.
The thing is, I usually can't remember anything and just thinking, like, maybe I think so.
Well, anytime Eddie and I write a funny song, he's like, I wrote that part.
For
like,
sure.
Bro, relax,
for sure, that was me.
Relax. All right, here is Old Dominion. This new song is out. I want you to just turn it on, play it when you leave for work today, and just let it stream over and over again. You don't have to be there, right? Just let it play in your house over and over again. If everybody does that, it's a hit. And that is the Old Dominion right there. That's awesome. That's like right down the middle for you guys. That's why I like you guys so much. Like, there's just like the insertion of my own story in that music. You guys do that a lot. You write something that is pretty universal. You write it specific, But it's like a lot of times you guys write such good songs and I go, oh yeah, I felt that. Sometimes I hear a good song and I'm like, oh, that's catchy.
Right.
The big difference. You guys do catchy songs most of the time, and I go, except for I was on a boat. I'm good. I don't need water. Don't like the beach. I'm all good. That song can, whatever.
I except, get it, but not a water guy.
Yeah, except for that one. That one's called Memory Lane. I do want to play a little bit of Ain't Gotta Worry. This is new music from Old Dominion. Here you go.
Right now, I ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry in the world.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
Listeners sent us questions, and we started doing uncomfortable questions from listeners. It wasn't initially approached like that, but now they know, so they send us questions that are sometimes uncomfortable. So let's see what we got here. And let's answer them honestly. Does Old Dominion have any feuds with any other country bands?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
Cadillac 3.
Well, you outnumber them, so...
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them. Most people haven't.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they count? Do they even count?
Wow. You don't have to say what it is, but who in the band has the most expensive car?
Not me. Not Matthew anymore.
Not me anymore.
I have an RV. Does that count?
Anymore.
What does that mean?
Time's tough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just had a little accident. But
It used to be you before the accident.
Used to be me, but yeah.
Somebody hit you or you hit them?
I hit a tree.
All by himself.
All by myself. It was very snowy and okay. Icy. And
I wasn't going to push, yeah. But I hear you.
Yeah.
He was hammered.
I was also just wasted.
That's why I wasn't going to push. I was just like, you know, I'll sit in silence if you want to follow up. But,
I'm like, how did that not make the news?
Final question. Why did Old Dominion become popular?
Good question.
I mean, we had the motto for years that this is never going to work.
And we also look back at some decisions that we've made, you know, creatively, like, you know, putting out an album of meows and things like that.
Love
and
that.
We wonder the same thing.
I really feel like
listener.
When the Grammys came out, nominations after that year, you guys were snubbed. That was a snub.
Surprised we
didn't. Not even CMA's Grammys. I felt like it was snubbed.
Yeah, that's all good.
Let's go back in time. Let's do first hit, last hit.
Okay.
The very first hit in my mind is Break Up With Him. Is that to you guys?
Yes.
Like
yes. Definitely.
And I feel like that you guys kind of came out of revisionist history, came out of nowhere. Boom, smash hit. I'm sure that's not exactly how it happened.
No.
To the world.
Yeah.
Van and trailer, all that stuff.
When it did hit, were you surprised?
Yeah, there's an element of it that for sure. I mean, there's, you know, I remember after the on the way to the number one party for a breakup with him, I was riding in the car and my uncle was with me and he said, man, did you ever think this would happen? And I said, yeah, I had to because I would have just quit. But at the same time, you have that feeling, but you also have this, like, you can't believe.
It's a reality thing, right?
Yeah,
if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, for sure. But also, when it happens, you're like, golly, it's crazy.
Yeah, especially because it takes so long, like you said, all those years of just trying to do it and not having success. It starts to feel like it's never going to happen. So when it does, it is kind of a nice surprise.
Almost got it all. But here's what I like. The greatest thing just happened. Like, the level of, oh, wow, just happened with Old Dominion because they have so many hits, they can't remember their first one.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what we aspire to do.
That's like our fans on Twitter all the time are like making fun of me all the time for not remembering the words. I forget them all the time.
Let's do the last hit.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I like about that Trevor, that last deal, the boom, dun, dun, dun. When you guys did Break Up With Him,
uh-huh.
I felt that.
Oh, you good. Thank you.
Can you do that with no?
Just,
yeah. Here we go. Oh, yeah. You know what it is.
Come on, wrap up.
And then I'll say
what?
This, too. It's.
Yeah.
I think it's very underappreciated. That's a sample somebody should use. Schoolboy Q gonna come out with that. And then also, Brad, playing, you're doing solos on acoustic.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it now. I just love an acoustic solo.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's brave and you nail it.
Yeah, it's like you got no choice. You got to do it.
You got no choice.
That's his
right?
Motto.
Yes.
What choice does he have?
Jeff's like, we're never going to make it. Brad's like, we got no choice. Old Dominion, everybody.
I'm still thinking over that we're never going to make it mantra.
Yeah.
What choice do I have?
I'm being forced to do this. All right. Last hit. What would that be?
Depending on who you ask, it was No Hard Feelings.
I do love No Hard Feelings.
Thank you.
Old Dominion, xylophone.
So good.
Do you know how to play that for real, or did you learn that specifically for that song?
This was custom made by our drum tech to only have the right notes on it.
Hilarious.
I can't really mess it up.
It's like when I play harmonica.
Yeah.
I get a harmonica that is in the exact key, and I just... Yeah. And it sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the audience was like, why he plays harmonica? I'm like, no, I just blow in and out with the same mix of music.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
All right, Old Dominion's all here, all of them. Hey, let's listen to them communicate right here. It's behind the scenes. What do you say, Matthew?
What's that?
What'd you communicate to him?
I was just communicating the length of the song that we were playing.
Yeah, what's the length?
First chorus is what.
Love that. I like behind the scenes. It's like when they turn the mic up on the quarterback going, blue 22, middle linebacker, he's an idiot.
You know,
that's what I'm hearing.
Sometimes we often wish that we recorded our talkback mics on stage and are simultaneously glad that no one ever hears.
Absolutely. Because sometimes you don't want that out at all. That's right.
Song?
No, you're good. We learned it. I'll tell you. It's an A minor.
I couldn't remember the words.
Hey Jeff, see? When you went to the World Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
And you went to what?
Qatar?
Is that how they say it there, Qatar?
Qatar was very polite. No matter how you said it, they would nod.
Did you feel safe?
I did, actually, but I was lucky. The first couple of days, I was with someone that had private security. So
famous?
No, my girlfriend works at McDonald's in marketing, so it's like the marketing team had.
And that went really boring. I thought it was going to be awesome. Jeff, that went really boring. Yeah.
Well, Ronald McDonald's was pretty famous.
We had secret security. You ever seen Jason Bourne? Yeah.
Right,
well, McDonald's
exactly.
marketing has a.
You ever had a chicken nugget?
Right. Those nuggets, man. You gotta protect the nugget.
Yeah.
Protect the nugget at all costs.
Was that a fun experience?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
All right, superlatives here. Who's the funniest person in the band?
Man, everybody.
I think it changes
the ball,
day to day.
Yeah.
Somebody. Yeah.
That's why it's fun to be in this band. Somebody cracks.
There's no funniest.
Whit might take the cake out.
Who?
I think Whit might take it on a most consistent.
Is it because you don't expect it, and then wham, Whit hits you?
It's always like a little off kilter.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the biggest perfectionist of the group? That sometimes it's annoying.
I'd say Brad. He's still trying to remix our first album.
The meow wasn't perfect, guys. This meow's a little off key. Let's do, who's the latest? Who's late the most?
That's up for debate, but the debate is between all of us against Trevor. We all say he's the latest. He says he's not.
I'm definitely not.
So it's definitely.
Here's the thing. I live in Franklin. I got like a 35, 40-minute drive every time.
I sympathize with that.
But that does make you late,
They had to come down to a meeting in Franklin the other day, and they realized that.
We were on time, though.
We were on time. You had one drive. I
love this question.
7,000. So when there's an accident, they're like,
they start fist fighting. This is the greatest. This is the day Old Dominion broke up, right here on our show.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for breaking us up.
Hey, listen. I am a stickler. It doesn't happen anymore, but if we were even 1 minute late, what would happen?
Send us home. It was so annoying.
Raise your hand if you've ever been sent home.
Oh! Everybody's been sent home.
Like, so stupid.
Now, if there was an accident.
Did you ever do it on purpose, though?
No.
If they had a flat or a kid was sick, that's different. But if you're 7 minutes late just because you decided you were.
Yeah.
Then you didn't that's respect cool. the same everybody. Totally. So.
Hey, man.
Anyway,
we never decided you're
late.
Though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Relax, everybody. We start fighting, too. Who's the most fashionable?
Say Matthew.
Say Matthew.
Do you have to be, though, because you're the front?
I guess so, probably.
Finally, who's the most emotional?
Outwardly emotional?
Yeah.
I would say Brad probably is outwardly emotional the most.
I'm about to freak out right now.
Yeah. So are you good on the song that you're about to do? I heard you asking questions.
Yeah. No, I just couldn't remember the first line.
Okay. So we're going to do a song written by one of you guys that another singer recorded. So we're going to do just a verse and a chorus here. What did you guys choose to do and who did it?
We chose a song called Wild Hearts that me, Jennifer Wayne, and Eric Pasley wrote. And then Keith Urban actually rewrote the verses and kept our chorus and kind of rewrote the song about his own life. And so it was four of us together.
I declared this song the most screwed over song in 2022.
The most what?
Screwed over song.
Yeah.
Because it should have been a number one.
Oh, I should have.
And it was a number two.
Oh, yeah.
And it was as good. I mean, it was number one worthy for sure. Better.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Here it is, the most screwed over song of 2022. Go ahead.
All right.
Poor Brad.
Poor Brad.
His number two song.
You should cry out loud right now, Brad. Wow.
Hey, does it ever happen, Matthew, if you get sick, can the other guys fill in? And
We've done some shows before where I was sick.
What if you lip sync and they sing, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you really could pull that off.
Do that. Yeah. But we have filled it in because we do have, you know, we're lucky enough to have hits that, you know, that we've written for other people. So it's definitely been used before as like, you guys sing a couple songs so that I can take a break.
You guys know I'm a massive fan. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for humoring. And here's the thing. You brought all your instruments, and we didn't want you to come bring all your instruments to play one song. Like, why, right? Why set all the way up and just do one song?
Right.
That's how I feel.
I know.
So, and then even after we go off the air, I'm going to keep them playing for my own personal enjoyment. But listen, Old Dominion Music on Instagram. I'm a huge fan. New music's great. And I have the tour here, the No Bad Vibes Tour, which is starting the 19th. Is it right? It's not restarting. It's starting.
No, it's
right?
starting.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are olddominion.com, and everywhere we are, and you're listening to this, they're all over from Green Bay to Evansville on the 19th, Champaign, Illinois on the 20th, Ottawa, Toronto, London, Ontario. So go check them out. They're awesome live, and all the way to June 30th. That's it, Old Dominion. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Guys. Thank you.
And there they are. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas anytime I wear them or I get a new pair. They feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Bill lives in New Jersey, and he's been waiting for a kidney for quite some time now. He's needed it. He's been real sick. But the doctors are like, hey, Bill, you're not getting any younger. I would say let's just get off the list and start asking people. Like, just start talking to people that you know and say, hey, I need a kidney. Do you want to donate one? So he was on his way to a doctor's appointment. He gets in an Uber, and he starts talking to the Uber driver. And he's like, yeah, man, you know this is going on. I need a kidney. The Uber driver says, well, you know what? I'd like to help you. Let me go check to see if I'm a match.
Wow.
And he went, checked. He's a match. They underwent the surgery. It was successful. And now Bill's got a new kidney.
Wow. Lunchbox, why'd you react to that? You like rolled your eyes or something?
Well, here's two things. This dude has no idea what type of the guy this is. Like, it could be a terrible human, just got in the back of his Uber, and he's like, I'll give you a kidney. Like, don't you want to do some research first?
What does it matter?
Well,
if you're a bad person, your kidney's bad?
He's not in jail.
No, I'm saying if the dude is
he's saying the dude who's wants the kidney.
Right. Yeah. Like, what if he's a bad dude? Like, what if he has a rap sheet?
Okay, maybe he Googled him.
But you're still going to go to the doctor to get it done.
If the guy has committed 26 robberies.
You're inserting a story. Most times a guy has committed 26 robberies. It's just
right. Chilling. But I'm saying, and then also, remember, maybe guys, we should talk to our Uber drivers. A lot of people don't even talk to their Uber drivers. We just get in the back and don't even talk.
That's right. I talk to all my Uber drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I cannot believe some guy gets in your car and you say, I'll give you a kidney.
I don't think it happened in 1 second, but it did happen because they met.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, this is like
divine.
A 3-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear Bill talking about this?
Here's
Bill.
If I hadn't shared my story with Tim, I would have never gotten a kidney because he would not have known I needed one.
Come on, I want to give him a kidney.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I guess he's all good though now, so he doesn't need it.
No, he's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
Okay.
But maybe someone else
out there.
No,
that's good of you to step up.
Thank you. I did.
You know, and so there is potential that we could have a Tell Me Something Good when Abby hooks up with her Uber dude.
Mm-hmm, but she just is one. Yeah. We'll see.
What? I mean, if they get married, it's like a Tell Me Something Good. Okay. We met in the back of an Uber. And
it for sure is. Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Write your answers down. Here is the first clip, and then I'll explain the game. Go ahead.
There's no crying in baseball!
What's that from?
Oh, I got it. A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own. So there's a website called Mandatory Movies. They have a list of the most quoted lines all time in comedy movies. You should know them. I'll play the line in the comedy movie. Write your answer down. If you miss it, you are eliminated.
Okay.
This elimination one, it's so annoying.
Why? Just, you don't get to play along?
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's no story of a comeback. The comeback is what everybody wants. When you get knocked down, can you get back up again?
Mm-mm.
Never going to keep me down.
Why don't you just win?
I will.
Just stay in.
That's tough.
Okay. Number one, go.
Alrighty then. Alrighty then.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy?
Ace Ventura.
Lunchbox?
Ace Ventura, Pet Eddie? Detective.
Ace Ventura.
1994, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That is correct. Number two.
Alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, alright.
I'm in for the win.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox is in.
I'm in.
Amy's in. Amy.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
1993, Dazed and Confused. Number three.
Excellent!
Most quoted.
Excellent!
In for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Eddie?
Just saw it with my kid. Wayne's World.
Nice. 1992, Wayne's World. Good job. Hey, Lunchbox, you're doing good, buddy. You're still in.
Stop.
What do you mean? He's encouraging.
I literally was telling you good job.
Yeah, and this is what happens.
In.
And then number four is going to be really hard.
It is not hard. This is, of all the, these are right up your alley.
All right, let's go.
Next.
Bad guy in a little coat.
In for the win.
Bad guy in a little coat.
What the crap?
Lunchbox and Amy are both in. Eddie said, what the crap?
I don't know this one.
Bad guy in a little coat. Bad guy in a little coat.
I guess I'm in.
Is Eddie playing possum right here?
Yeah.
He didn't. He had to be possum guy.
Mm-mm. I don't play possum.
Eddie?
I mean, it sounds like Chris Farley, so give me Tommy Boy.
Lunchbox?
Tommy Boy.
Amy?
Ooh. Tommy Boy.
He doesn't play possum.
I don't think he was playing possum.
I just heard Chris Farley.
That's your gimmick.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No.
Always.
1995, Tommy Boy. Next up.
Oh, behave! Yeah! Oh, behave! Yeah!
How can you not laugh at that?
Ooh, Amy's struggling. She crinkled her nose like she can't figure it out. She's like, oh.
Or is she?
No, okay. I know what it is, but I can't think of the title. $1 million.
What do you have, Amy?
Groovy. That guy, you know, Mike.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Matt, what's his name?
No.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers in... If it comes to me in this moment, I'm going to be so mad. Just give me one syllable. I know they got it, so just give me one syllable.
Puh.
Puh.
This is painful.
Puh. Puh. I need another syllable.
Okay.
Please.
Here, you're about to find
please.
Out.
You ready?
Hey, Eddie, give her all the syllables.
Austin Powers.
Oh, well, you started with the puh.
Well, I didn't give you the first syllable.
Yeah, you said give me a syllable.
You didn't give me the first syllable. Lunchbox.
Oh. Austin Powers.
There you go.
Golly. Ugh.
Let's correct you two. 1997, Austin Powers. Two left.
Come on.
Hit it.
Boy, that escalated quickly. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Eddie rushes. He's got it. Lunchbox is still thinking. He hasn't moved his pen yet. He's staring down at his paper. He's starting to get a half crinkle.
Oh,
a smile,
man.
Like he doesn't know it.
Oh, man.
He has not moved his pen yet. I'll give you one more listen here.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Man.
He's finally going to the paper.
That's tough.
Was he playing possum?
No, was
he? He's great at it.
I mean, it's Will Ferrell, but I don't know which one of his movies.
What do you have,
is.
Lunchbox?
I have Old School.
Incorrect.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Eddie.
Is it Anchorman?
It is. Winner.
Wow! Yeah!
Told you.
That was Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I know it was.
Woo! Good job, Eddie.
Thank you, dude.
Lunchbox, fair job.
Stop it.
You did great.
You went the first one out.
Stop it.
You didn't get eliminated. Stop I mean, it. Until the very end.
Yeah, but your elimination ended it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you,
Amy said, give me a syllable.
I thought you were giving me the first one.
Eddie, nice job, buddy.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Man.
There he is, yeah. Eddie, our big winner. For years, Lunchbox has told us that his mother-in-law flirts with him. He's told us that his mother-in-law, if given the opportunity, would move on that.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. Yep. He's given us scenarios, different situations that have happened that have made him a bit uncomfortable. Lunchbox, would you like to list some of them before you tell us a new one?
Like when I was sitting in the recliner one time and she walked by and rubbed the top of my head. I was like, what in the world's going on?
Okay.
She told me she likes my swimsuit.
A different time, she likes your swimsuit.
Yeah, we were at a pool and she's like, oh, that swimsuit looks good on you, is what she said. What else has she done?
The happy birthday. Remember the text?
Oh, well, that's, yeah. She texted me. What did she say?
So your wife told you to text her happy birthday. I'm reading this from an old bit here on the show. I just Googled it. When Lunchbox texted his mother-in-law, he said, happy birthday to the best mother-in-law in my life. He sent that specific text, and his mother-in-law responded by saying, that means a lot, especially from you, winky face emoji.
Exactly.
You don't remember that one?
Not what?
There's so many.
There's so many. It's just awkward all the time. Mm-hmm. Like this last year when she was taking secret pictures of me. I'm taking a nap on the couch and I hear click, click, click. And I wake up and I was like, are you taking pictures of me? She goes, secret pictures. And then she walked out of the room. I'm like, okay. So I would say that's flirting, but I don't know.
We have a new one.
New one.
Your mother-in-law's flirting with you. What happened?
She sent me a text message. And she said, hey, don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow.
We're back on the happy birthday text again. Oh. Okay.
And had a little birthday hat emoji.
Okay.
And I was just like, and she didn't send that in the group text. She sent an individual text. So it's like we have their family text where we're all in it. And she went outside of that to say, don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow.
It wasn't an eggplant. It was a birthday emoji.
Now, you hear that and you tell me that's not flirting.
I didn't think
what that is.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
I didn't.
Your mother-in-law texts you individually and says, don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow.
No. Okay, you know what?
It is a little weird.
It is a little weird. It is a little weird that anybody would do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't text Eddie and be like, don't forget. I mean.
Right.
It's. I don't know that's flirting, though. I think it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like it's saying, you're the only one I want to text me on my birthday.
Oh, like yours would mean a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please don't forget.
If it were just a winky or an eggplant or a heart,
well, that's going right for it, you know?
It'd be different.
Yeah, you got to be subtle. I mean, I guess she's trying to be subtle. I don't know.
Do we have a clip of you talking to your wife?
This is me. So then I went to my wife with this, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this whole text situation?
Go ahead.
So your mom texted me, don't forget to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow, exclamation point. And then she put like a little party hat emoji. How do you feel about that?
She was just trying to be funny. You are being weird.
So you don't think she's like flirting?
No, stop.
So you think she's just being nice because I'm your husband?
I think she thought you would be weirded out and it would be funny. And so that's why she did it.
Okay. So remind me to wish her happy birthday.
Okay.
But I won't send a shirtless photo.
Okay. Great.
She has enough secret pictures of that. But do you think she's just playing into it now?
I don't know, but my wife, did you not? I felt like my wife sounded like she was uncomfortable with it, but she didn't want to admit it.
No, your wife's uncomfortable with you, talking about it probably in the air.
Your wife actually, Bobby makes a good point. She sort of just led us to believe that your mother-in-law, this stuff gets back to her, and now she's just leaning into it because it's funny.
I don't know. Caught me off guard, man.
Did it, man?
Yeah, kind of like, oof.
That's like five things, though. You know, starting to add up.
I mean, you know what they say. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
And you feel like if you two just ended up together alone.
Right time, right place.
If I went for it, I think so.
Okay.
Like if I let her by the hand.
She'd follow?
Oh, my God.
She'd reach her hand back.
She wouldn't pull
back?
She'd
reach her hand out, yeah.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. you know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Willie Nelson's log cabin's been sold for $2 million. It was a 3-bedroom home, hand-built. They say hand-built by him.
Really?
But it couldn't.
That's impressive.
I don't think he's out lifting logs.
He could.
He could have been a part of the process, but when? He's been
old for a long time.
I mean, it caught fire in the 70s, so it was.
Oh, yeah, he was young and able.
And it is a really old cabin. But yeah, it sold for $2.14 million. How old do you think Willie is, Lunchbox?
Oh, man. He has to be 90.
He's 89. He listed the property 4 months ago, listed at 2.5. It sold for 2.14. The real thing is it's on 150 acres. That's a lot of land. 30 minutes outside of Nashville, so not even in Texas.
Tennessee, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the former home, and it was the inspiration of the song Shotgun Willie. It's kind of a shotgun-y cat.
I'm impressed that he's lived to 89.
Why?
I mean, 89 itself. Just 89 itself is awesome.
Right, but he parties.
Does he?
I don't know if parties is. I think he smokes. Smokes weed.
He does. Yeah.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of health benefits to that as well.
Well, some people say party when they just mean that.
Yeah.
You want to party?
I guess so. I've never smoked weed, but I don't. Anybody that I know that does, especially if it's like for anxiety or medical reasons, or I'm just like, I don't think of that as partying.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like he smokes a party amount. Like, it's not like he's just...
I think he does a lot.
That's what I mean.
When I met him, he told me that he quit for one time and he had nightmares.
Probably because your body's not used to not having whatever it is. It can be anything. Yeah, your body's going to freak out.
He tried to quit, but he couldn't.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. I mean, it is a massive property. So it's mostly probably about that than it is the cabin, but still pretty cool. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So what's the purpose of 911?
It is a number where if there's an emergency, you can dial it quick and they will respond quickly to help you in whatever the emergency is.
Yeah. Lunchbox is our resident 911 expert.
He loves
here.
It. It's a hobby. Yeah. When they say, what are your hobbies? Calling 911. He loves it. Yeah.
Well, a police department put together a list of calls or a 911 station of like the worst calls they've ever gotten. And
it's
the list
all
is
Lunchbox.
Pretty funny.
How funny would it be?
Well, I just want to see how he feels about some of these. Valid or not valid?
Okay. If this happened to you, Lunchbox, would you call 911?
All right.
Go.
Help deleting a voicemail from your phone.
No.
Okay.
To ask about a friendly officer that you met because you're curious how their family's doing.
No.
Report that a roommate ate your takeout order.
That's funny.
Maybe.
No, okay.
No, he wouldn't. Listen, these are really, really dumb
yeah,
ones.
Those
he,
are really
he wouldn't
dumb.
Do these.
But they really, really happened.
But these are real, yeah.
Someone else called to report a hostile cat.
Okay, hold on. What if the cat's attacking people?
I was going to say, what do you do?
Now, if there is a cat going, ah, and biting people.
That's an emergency.
Do you call 911?
I think so. Like, scratch it. It's a weapon.
I'm on the fence with it. What if somebody has got a hostile cat and they go into a store and they're like, give me all your money. And the cat's like scratching.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's 911.
That's okay. A cat burglar.
Speaking
they
of a store.
They go in there and rob with a cat.
What about if you're at a store and they're refusing to accept the return of already worn winter boots?
No.
No.
Come on.
Okay, and lastly, you're out of milk and you're seeing if an officer can deliver some.
No.
Dang.
Those are real calls. Idiots.
Those are idiots. Mine
but
are
if there is an
legit
animal that's attacking, you probably do call 911.
For
maybe
sure.
It's got to be bigger than a house cat. But what are the reasons you've called 911 recently?
I called 911 because there was a graduation get-together when COVID restrictions were 15 or less and they had at least 30, 40 people at their house.
You're such a tattletale.
No, that's breaking the law.
No. Super spreader?
Oh, my God.
Super spreader event is
like,
what
that's
it was.
Some of his are actually legitimate. That one is the worst.
The one was at a stop sign. There was a lady outside the car yelling and honking the horn because her husband or boyfriend was yelling at her and he was out of the car. And so I called 911 and I followed them.
No need to follow, but the 911, I could understand that if you think she's in danger.
Yes.
Or he's in danger. Yes, I think that's, but don't follow.
Okay. We were at the park. We were at the playground, and someone's car was broken into. And so I called 911 for
that. Not a reason to call 911 because you didn't see the car as it was getting broken into with someone in danger.
But what if someone's hiding in it?
But what if? You don't call 911 for mostly what ifs. That's not an emergency. That's call if there's a 411 or the local police to go, there was a break-in.
What else?
We're good.
There was the threat at the
When I was getting
restaurant.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
I was getting a sandwich and... the lady, I was picking up my to-go order, and the two customer and employee started yelling at each other, and the customer said, I'm gonna get and shoot you. You get shot, is what she said. You'll get shot. And I was like, uh-oh.
But then you stayed and interviewed the people.
Yeah. And then he called 911.
But then I called 911 because I was like, man, I don't know. That seems kind of dangerous. That lady said, get you shot.
Yeah, like, but then you were like, how do you feel about that, sir? I would have gotten the heck out of there immediately.
I should have, but...
There's a lunchbox called 911 after a drunk driver hits parked cars on the street.
Okay.
You remember that one?
No.
Yeah, you remember
He's
that
called
one?
It so many times he doesn't even remember.
Oh, man.
I don't know. We did a whole segment on it. I see.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I was walking the kids. That's right.
It, that's it.
I was walking the kids.
You're walking with the kids.
Yes.
Unleashed.
Well, yeah, it sounds like they have...
Well, they were in the wagon. They were in
the
wagon.
They need to walk every day.
And we were approaching a four-way stop, and this truck came barreling through, like didn't even stop. Boom, boom. And was careening off cars, and then finally,
completely A valid. Plus agree with that.
Yeah.
911.
911. Okay, Amy, moving on to the next story.
Anything else?
Nah.
All right.
A doctor shared on TikTok the areas of our body that we are not washing enough. So I'm just going to run through them for a quick reminder to stay clean because apparently this is a thing.
Let me think of what I don't wash enough because all the things that are funny, I wash a lot. So I'm going to go bottom of my feet. And I do have to scrub them before I get into bed because my wife is very much a clean freak. And so I do take a towel, wet it, and clean the bottom of my feet. But not in the shower so much. I guess I kind of expect the water to do its work there.
That's what they said is a problem.
Yeah,
I know. They say soap running down your body is not washing your body.
So that, in like that middle part of my back, I can't really get there.
Oh, that's hard to get to, yeah.
So I let the water hit it and roll off of it, but I don't really scrub it. What do they say?
Okay, well, your toes, that makes the list. Okay. Cleaning really good in between them. Your legs, because a lot of people, like I said, they let it run down.
I do legs.
You got to scrub it. Your ears, people aren't paying attention to washing out their ears. And then your belly button.
Ooh. Well, I don't have a belly button from surgery. I have like a third of one.
Oh.
But can you still get in there?
Yeah, but I do get in there because of that. Because it's like a bigger hole, so it gets dirt, like little dirt in it sometimes.
Yeah, or fuzz.
But I still use Q-tips, and I know I'm not supposed to.
In your ear or your belly?
My ear.
Oh, okay.
My belly button, that's also actually awesome. We just discovered something.
I want us to all sign up for the ear thing that Ray did.
Can they come in here and do that to us?
Oh,
yeah.
That would be great.
Are you kidding me? I had to wait in a line to get them. There's no way they got that kind of free time.
We'll pay for it. They come in and do like one, like six, seven of us at once.
Honestly, it's pretty messy and they put tarp all over the floor.
Okay.
But, I mean, it can't be that bad.
I called the medical professionals, guys, and we are not supposed to be doing this. It's only people that get ear infections or experiencing hearing loss.
Huh?
Yeah. I
don't follow me, guys. Huh?
Huh? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I'm just telling you, I called them and I was like, hey, Sis and Raymundo is the one that told us we're supposed to do this. And they're like, no, you don't need to do that unless you're having hearing loss.
Amy, what else?
Well, I have a list of the country artists, like their real names. So I was going to run through and see if you knew who they were.
I'll know them. I feel good about this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Kenneth Eric.
Whoa.
That's either going to be Kenny Chesney or Eric Church. I'm going to go Eric Church.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Joshua Ryan.
Huh?
If I tell you the last name, you'll know.
Oh, okay. So it's not their last name.
Yeah.
I know a Josh who goes by Jake. Is it Jake?
Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Joshua Ryan?
Joshua. Yeah, Josh. Okay. Josh Jake, yeah.
Audrey Faith Perry.
Okay. That would be Faith Hill.
Troil Garth.
Thank you.
Gross. Okay. Gary Wayne Vernon Jr.
Gary LaVox stands for The Voice. I mean, that's what it means. Uh-huh. LaVox is voice. The Voice. So it's got to be Gary LaVox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
LaVox isn't his real last name?
No.
No, it means The Voice. LaVox means The Voice.
Aline Regina Edwards.
Shania Twain.
Yeah. And then Thomas Luther Ryan.
Thomas Luther Ryan?
Brian.
Ryan.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah, Luke. Yeah,
that's
Thomas
good.
Luther.
That's good, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
I just want you guys to know this could have been us, but you guys don't listen to me. The group called Heroes to zeros. They're a lottery club in Michigan. 78 nurses, doctors, and staff. They always put money into the lottery pool. Boom, 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 every week. And they hit for $1 million.
Dang.
That's awesome.
How many? 78.
That's the problem.
Let me do the math here.
That's the problem.
That's not a problem. Not a problem.
I know.
But so if there's 78 of them and they hit for $1 million, you got to just assume it's $500,000 after taxes, right?
Yeah.
So $500,000 divided by 78. So they're each getting $6,410.
Amen.
Well, no, no, no.
That's good.
No, no, no. The club's representative, BJ Bosert Jr., is the one that buys the tickets. And after taxes, they're getting $12,000 each.
Well, that math doesn't add up.
I'm just telling you what it says. Each member was given a check for $12,000. So you must have taken too much out for taxes.
Maybe $12,000.
That's it.
Yeah, is it?
Listen, I like to pay my taxes.
That sounds like something you would
Bobby
do.
Likes to overpay.
Well, I just said 50%. $12,000, right?
Times 78.
Times 78 people equals $936,000. So maybe that. Somebody needs to be investigated.
Or maybe some of these members just didn't play that week.
Or maybe, maybe.
Oh, true.
I don't know. It just says.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
You know,
the Heroes to Zeroes Lottery Club.
You're probably right. So half probably got in. I can't imagine every single person gets in. How about if you didn't get in that time?
Oh,
my gosh. That'd be crazy. All right. Lunchbox,
but
thank
you. But that could be us.
It could be us. It won't be, but it could be. All right. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.